Clark said,
I am that I am.
And he said,
Thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, roundtable discussions, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. 2-2-1. Now, three prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
Let there be light.
For yea, I say unto you, out of the east comes a mighty roar, that will both open and close the ears of the people. For it is a roar from me, a mighty roar, saith God, that will shake the heavens and the earth, and will bring forth to the forefront all that is good, and push to the back all that is bad. For I say unto you, the time is near, yea, even at the door. Hearken now unto the knock, my children, saith God.
I love you very much, my children, and I desire to bless you. I desire to meet every single need you have. There's not one need that you have that I'm not mindful of. There's not one need that will come your way that I don't already know about. Therefore, I desire to bless you. I desire to meet your need. I desire to supply for you. I desire to give you wisdom and knowledge. I desire to tell you the things that shall come, that you can walk in my safety, that you can walk in the peace that I have given unto you, that you can walk in the anointing that is yours, that you can be the overcomers, the head, not the tail, above, not beneath, that you can be all that I, your Father God, has said that you can be. Open your ears and listen. Draw closer to me, for I have much for you yet.
Saith your Father God,
I will no way turn away from those that would seek my face, saith the Lord. For today is the day of salvation, and now is the time of God's favor. Now is the time to hear my voice. Now is the time to respond unto me. For all those that would seek me, I will not turn away, saith God. Seek me now while I may be found. Seek me now while the time is right. Seek me now, saith the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Stay tuned for the prophecy news behind the news. But first this. As we broadcast to the whole world, this Saturday evening over Superstation WWRB and over the internet, and with two podcasts going out over the whole world, declaring to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth, the last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. You are listening to the Signs of the Times International Radio Broadcasting, featuring the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, who, by the way, is called by God's own voice to be his watchman, just like in biblical times. Here am I, Lord. There have not been many radio checks recently, so I will read an email that I have received. Now, in great big letters, it says in different colors, Thank you, thank you, thank you. I was anointed as I listened to your message on the demagogue with my eyes closed, listening to God's watchman in these end times. God has confirmed it to me before, but reminded me while I was listening to this message that His anointing is upon you. I literally felt that implanted in my spirit as I heard each and every word you spoke. It was so powerful. I had to rest my elbows on the shelf of my computer cabinet and keep my eyes closed, else I would probably have laid prostrate on the floor before the Lord. I am humbled that you are my friend. Once again, I thank you. Blessings in the name of the Lord, our Savior and Redeemer, Karen, from Ontario, Canada. God bless you, Karen. I certainly appreciated that. You have lifted my spirits with that email. Now, let's go right into the prophecy news behind the news reports. Australia's nude nuptials and bear it all weddings. It's no wonder that Australia is under God's judgment. Sorry, Brother Stephen, but truth is truth. Brother Stephen listens by podcasting there in Australia. But Brother Stephen, you can call and record your opinion if you wish. 1-607-201-5663. Continuing. Ellie Barton and Phil Hendicott, will bear all when the couple tie the knot in the buff as part of Australia's radio station B105's Naked Wedding Competition in Brisbane, which they won. And this, series of shark attacks shock Australian beachgoers. A surfer has been attacked by a shark at Sydney's famous Bondi Beach, seriously injuring his left hand and arm. The attack came one day after a Navy diver was savagely attacked by a shark in Sydney Harbor. The diver lost a hand and has severe injuries to a leg. There have been at least four other shark attacks so far this summer in Australia, one of them fatal. Watchman comment, not to mention the severe drought, fires, etc., just like the conditions in California, USA, where they are also experiencing God's wrath over blatant, in-your-face homosexuals. Luke chapter 21, verses 21 and 23. For these be the day of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. For there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. Island lost. Missing Mexican island fuels mystery. Lawmakers in Mexico are trying to determine the whereabouts of an island central to the country's oil claims, which literally appears to have dropped off the map about 10 years ago. Bermeja Island in the Gulf of Mexico, a strategic marker defining the difference between U.S. and Mexican maritime and subsea rights, has disappeared, along with documents backing up a bilateral treaty on major oil reserves in that area, fueling rumors of a CIA plot. There are two stories about how it happened. One is that global warming raised the sea level and is underwater. The other theory about how the island disappeared was that it was blown up by the CIA so that the United States would get the upper hand in Hoyos de Dona, the oil reserves area. Luke chapter 21, verse 26, men's hearts failing them for fear, and looking after those things which are coming on the earth. Continuing, you are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Anglican Church throws open female bishops' dispute. The Church of England reopened the debate on female bishops when, after 2 hours of argument and division in its National Assembly, the General Synod agreed to send a draft law allowing women to be ordained as bishops for amendments. Watchman comment, first, it was homosex apostasy, and now this. So let me help you, Anglican Apostate Church of England. This is the biblical King James Version bishop. 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. This is a true saying. If a man desire the office of a bishop, he desireth a good work. Verse 2. A bishop must then be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, and good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach. Verse 3. Not given to wine, no striker, not greedy of filthy lucre, but patient, not a brawler, not covetous. Verse 4, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. Verse 5, for if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? Verse 6, not a novice, lest being lifted up with pride, he fall into the condemnation of the devil. Verse 7, moreover, he must have a good report of them which are without, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. No, man times two, he times five, his times three, not one feminine mention. Condensed, verse 1, a man, he desireth. Verse 2, husband of one wife. Verse 4, ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection. Verse 5, a man rule his own house, shall he take care of the church of God? Verse 6, he fall. Verse 7, he must have a good report, lest he fall into reproach and the snare of the devil. Watchman comment one last time. There it is, apostate church in holy black and white. My. Do you believe you're wrong now? Continuing. Pastor says abortion to blame for fires. The Catch the Fire Ministries is blaming the brush fires disaster on laws decriminalizing abortion in Victoria. Pastor Danny Nahala claimed he had a dream about raging fires on October 21st last year, that he woke with a flash from the Spirit of God, that his conditional protection has been removed from the nation of Australia, in particular Victoria, for approving the slaughter of innocent children in the womb. Watchman comment, "The last day's signs, the end times, have begun in earnest. Prepare ye the way of the Lord." Matthew chapter 13, verses 41 and 42. "The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth." Watchman comment, "Could it be a warning of hellfire for you Australians who are in sin? Take notice, the rest of the world. It may happen to you." Continuing, USA President and Congress grovel before the Fed. Ever since the Fed was created in 1913, America has been subjected to recession after recession, not to mention one Great Depression. It is now actually entering a second Great Depression. Please understand this. The Federal Reserve has manipulated every bit of this financial crisis for the express purpose of enriching the international bankers on the backs and bankruptcies of the American taxpayers. Mark 16, verse 4, "A wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it, but the sign of the prophet Jonas." Continuing, "Doomsday detectives battle nuclear terrorism. The U.S. government has developed a suite of technologies that would enable it to determine the origin of a nuclear weapon used in an attack against the United States, according to a forthcoming book on America's nuclear detectives. In the event of such an attack, the U.S. officials believe they could determine where the fissile material used in the nuclear weapon originated, as well as who carried out the assault." Revelation chapter 16, verse 6, "For they have shed the blood of the saints and prophets, and thou hast given them blood to drink, for they are worthy." Continuing, "Government to maintain list of people who aren't terrorists. The USA House overwhelmingly adopted legislation mandating the creation of a new kind of terrorist watch list, a database of people who aren't terrorists but are routinely flagged at airports anyway. Under the new plan, innocent victims of the terrorist watch list must prove to the Department of Homeland Security through an undetermined appeals process that they are not terrorists. They would then get their names put on what the legislation calls the comprehensive cleared watch list." My. This is becoming a police state, isn't it? Watchman comment, "This is a socialist, communistic tactic of guilty until proven innocent, the exact opposite of what the USA was founded on. Ezekiel chapter 13, verse 10, "Even because they seduced my people, saying peace, and there was no peace." Continuing, "First USA case of Marburg fever is found. Health officials say they've treated the first known case of Marburg hemorrhagic fever in the United States, an unidentified patient treated a year ago at Lutheran Medical Center in Denver, Colorado, was later found to have the disease, apparently contracting it while in Uganda. Hospital officials are working with the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment and Centers for Disease Control to determine the risk of doctors and staff members who came in contact with the patient." Matthew chapter 18, verse 7, "Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come. But woe to that man by whom the offense cometh." Continuing, "National Pastors Convention to draw hundreds despite controversies. More than 2,000 pastors and ministry workers gathered in San Diego, California for a four-day event featuring more than 50 speakers on a variety of topics affecting today's world. William Paul Young, author of the controversial bestseller The Shack, will be on hand to discuss the background and inspiration for writing his book." Watchman comment, "That is an apostate, unbiblical book, and the meeting is being held in an apostate, unbiblical state of California." Continuing, Among the speakers will be controversial emergent church leaders Brian McLaren and Rob Bell, whose movement has raised flags among many within conservative Christian circles. Watchman comment, that is also an apostate, unbiblical group. Galatians chapter 1, verse 9. As we said before, now I say again, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that ye have received, let him be accursed. Continuing. Many Christians claim unbiblical spiritual gifts. A survey found 21% of respondents who said they had heard of spiritual gifts claimed to have gifts such as a sense of humor, singing, health, life, happiness, patience, a job, a house, compromise, premonition, creativity, clairvoyance, ones that are not among those deemed to be spiritual gifts in the passages of Scripture that teach about gifts, according to a report just released. The report is based on 3 nationwide surveys that included 1,006 adults in 1995, 1,003 adults in 2000, 1,006 adults in 2008. Watchman comment, that depends on which spirit. Some are flesh, and like compromise, are unbiblical, while premonition and clairvoyance are satanic. Micah chapter 2, verses 1 and 3. Woe to them that devise iniquity and work evil on their beds. When the morning is light, they practice it, because it is in the power of their hand. For this time is evil. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman. Beware of what you eat. You are on your own, says Senator Harkin to Americans who can no longer count on the safety of basic food items. To say that food safety in this country is a patchwork system is giving it too much credit, said the senator. Food safety in America has too often become a hit-or-miss gamble, and that is truly frightening. Peanut butter that we put on our kids' sandwiches that they take to school has been compromised. If that's not safe, then we have to ask, what is? Luke chapter 21, verses 22 and 23. For these be the days of vengeance, that all things which are written may be fulfilled. For there shall be great distress in the land, and wrath upon this people. Continuing, former Vice President Cheney warns of another mass terror attack. What's the real reason behind the warning? In an interview, the former vice president was rattling the sabers of terror again. It's summarized as follows. Cheney warned that there is a high probability that terrorists will attempt a catastrophic nuclear or biological attack in the coming years. And Cheney said he fears the Obama administration's policies will make it more likely the attempt will succeed. Cheney's remarks are all the more significant because he is the only person in the Bush administration upon whom we have hard evidence that he knowingly allowed one of the hijacked airliners to crash into the Pentagon when he had the power to stop it. Cheney was in charge of the White House Situation Room and kept putting off a young Air Force officer's concern about how close one of the hijacked airliners was approaching the Pentagon. The young officer was frantic because Cheney had issued orders not to engage that target. Watchman comment, well, Cheney would know if he helped orchestrate 911. No building ever falls straight down without precise demolition. Think about it. Find out about it. Study it. It just doesn't happen. Neither the plane crash nor jet fuel could do that either. 2 Chronicles chapter 33, verse 6. And he caused his children to pass through the fire in the valley of the son of Hinnom. Also he observed times and used enchantments and used witchcraft, and dealt with a familiar spirit, and with wizards. He wrought much evil in the sight of the Lord to provoke him to anger. Continuing, lawmakers in 20 states moved to reclaim sovereignty. During the Obama attempts to push through Congress the nearly $1 trillion deficit spending plan, a rebellion against the growing dominance of federal control is beginning to spread at the state level. So far, 8 states have introduced resolutions declaring state sovereignty under the 9th and 10th Amendment to the Constitution. These states include Arizona, Hawaii, Montana, Michigan, Missouri, New Hampshire, Oklahoma, and Washington. Analysis expect that in addition, another 20 states may see similar measures introduced this year. Watchman comment. And so begins the end times battle of the titans. Matthew chapter 24, verses 4 and 5. And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come and deceive many. Continuing. Banks are failing faster now. 25 USA banks failed last year, far more than the previous 5 years combined. The total number of bank failures in 2009 has already met and exceeded the 25 banks that failed in all of last year. And we are not even 2 months into 2009 with 10 more months yet to go. My. Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. Even to the time of the end, many shall run to and fro. My. Continuing. The satanic Muslim religion, says the Watchman. Muslim cleric, here's how to beat wives. The Prophet Muhammad said that the beating should be light, and that one should avoid the face or the sensitive areas which might lead to broken bones, or might leave a mark that would spoil her beauty, whether on her face or anywhere on her body. A cleric is now advising in these end time days. Psalms 14, verse 1. The fool hath said in his heart, There is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. Watchman comment. My. What a satanic religion this Islamic religion is. Continuing. Billy Graham Association makes end times a focus in 2009. The Bible teaches that Jesus is coming again, and I don't see any other hope because we're heading towards a catastrophe in our world, writes Reverend Billy Graham in one of several resources that the ministry is providing on the end times. Believers will learn how they can fulfill God's plan for their life, increase their love for the Savior, and grow their faith during these times as if it were their last days. Watchman comment. As if it were their last days? What kind of end time teaching is that? If? My. It is the last days. And they can't say it isn't because all they have to do is look at what's happening. And by the way, I have no books to sell you. Just read your Bible. 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 2 and 3. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, and through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you. Now, this prophecy, Sunday, January 18th, 2009.
Yea, saith God, as the waters lap at the shores of the world, it is an end time sign. For have I not told you that the waters would rise and begin to cover the coasts of the whole world? Do you see it happening? But it is only the beginning, saith God. For the world must know its sin. The world must know that my word is true, that my prophets do not speak falsely but truly, saith God.
The fulfillment. Sea level rise may be worse than expected. Long-term sea level increases that could have a devastating effect on southern Florida and highly populated coastal areas may be even larger than once thought. Some studies have suggested the melting of ice in Antarctica and other areas could raise sea levels by 16 to 17 feet in the long run, a potential threat to coastal areas such as Washington, D.C., New York City, and California. But another report warns that factors not previously considered could one day boost that increase from 16 to 17 feet up to 21 feet in some areas. My. Now, here is the prophetic word, the first on coastal flooding talked about, Sunday, May 6, 2007.
Thus saith the Lord, America, the winds that blow upon you are changing, and upon all coasts of America you shall see the waters rise. Parts of the coast that were dry will become covered in water, as will the coasts of the whole world. For it is a time now that will show my wrath upon the sin of the world, saith the Lord.
My. Talk about prophecy fulfillment. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman. Continuing. U.S. military develops anti-aircraft laser. The latest weapon developed by U.S. engineers is a Humvee Jeep mounted with a large laser capable of shooting down aircraft. The Laser Avenger successfully shot down a series of unmanned aerial vehicles during recent tests and is being hailed as a revolutionary weapon for future warfare. The experiment was the first time that a ground vehicle has used a laser to destroy moving aircraft and marks a watershed moment in the development of lasers for battlefield use. You are listening to the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman.
Right now, call upon the name of the Lord. Say, Jesus, Jesus, cleanse me of my sin. Jesus, come into my heart. Jesus, renew a right spirit within me. Jesus, save my soul so that I can spend an eternal age with you and not fret about the last day age and its secrets. I'll endure to the end with you, Jesus. Those that endure to the end shall be what? Shall be saved, the Bible says. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I pray you enjoyed tonight's program, and if it touched you in some special way, please call or write and let me know. The need for February's programming began at $360. With offerings now received, that need is down to $208. Write Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviated N-Y, 13797 USA. With your comments, tithes, love gifts, offerings, prayer requests, and letters of support and blessing. Here is an audio clip of a radio check I have received.
Hello, this is Brother Becker, Brother Johnson. I live in Illinois, 20 miles straight west of Chicago. Amen. You have a good day. Goodbye for now.
Thank you, Brother Becker. I sure appreciated that radio check out there near Chicago, Illinois. Maranatha, my friend. Please call my 24-hour voicemail and record anytime. It's available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. There is only one line to record on. Please keep trying. If it is busy, it will open up eventually. I have put the second line on the back burner because the expense cannot be justified with fewer reports being called in right now. Write Signs, S-I-G-N-S, P.O. Box 122, L-I-S-L-E-N-Y 13797 and call 1-607-201-5663. Thank you for listening, our friends. Until we meet again on the next program in 2 days, on Monday, a preaching program plus a few news at 11 p.m., followed 3 days later on Thursday, 10:30 p.m., an all-prophecy news program, and both of those, of course, are on Superstation WWRB 3.185. You can listen again clearly to all programs right on the Internet, on my website. No interference from the shortwave. If you do not have a computer, most libraries now have Internet-connected computers that you can use for free, and I'm sure the librarians will teach you how to use it. Hopefully they have a headset so you can listen to the audio. www.neaiga.org. And there are almost 300 MP3 audio files there for you to listen to or download free. neaiga.org. Be blessed, our friends. With Jesus Christ, you have nothing to fear about the end times. Jesus loves you, I love you, and that's just the way it's going to be because all the signs ministers love you also. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. There is a paradise and there is a hell. The choice is yours. Maranatha, our friends, Watchman's Ending Shofar. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.